Dr. Warren, my favorite neurosurgeon, pastor, and mentor. Thank you so much for everything you do. And I want to thank you also just going through 40 early morning prostate cancer radiations at 4:30 a.m. And your podcast got me through every one of them. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am all in for August and continuing to be a God-blessed and healed person. Thank you. From Joe in Ladera Ranch, California. Keep up the great work.
Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. We are praying for you, Joe, and we are grateful for you. Lisa, Tata, and I are praying specifically for everybody that's called in and written in this month. We know it's hard to go all in. We know you're facing difficult situations, cancer and troubles of different sorts, and we are with you. And friend, today's going to be a great day. Whatever you're going through, you can find some hope. Okay, there's an opportunity for you to find some gratitude, some hope, something future to look forward to. No matter what you're facing, the Lord has a plan for you, and this day is part of it. So don't get mired down in the difficulties and the strife. Find some way to hold on to hope and to the light again. Okay, you can do it. We're all going to be there with you. And if you have something you need to pray about, hit us up on the prayer wall, wlwarrenmd.com/prayer. In the meantime, we're going to start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
I'm hearing from lots of folks, it's a tough month. Other folks are having some breakthroughs, and boy, we had just a crazy busy week last week, as I shared with you. But and of course, wlwarrenmd.com/prayer. If you need to connect with us through the prayer wall, it's a incredible community of prayer warriors and lots of things to be shared, and just a great opportunity to get some perspective. If you think you're having a hard time, there's always somebody that's going through something else. I had trouble sleeping last night. I talked to Lisa when I first woke up, and she had trouble sleeping. And there's just a lot of stuff going on in our world, and I'm sure there is in yours too. And sometimes sleep comes at a premium when there's too much on your mind. And so my quiet time this morning, just remembering some things that God has said about rest and quiet. And when it feels like the hard stuff is in your head and it's really loud, right? It feels like the volume's turned up really loud because all the hard stuff is talking. It's not even always bad stuff. It's not like everything you hear in your head is false or bad, but sometimes it is. But you would just have to get to a place where we can learn some disciplinary measures, some neuroscience hacks or some practices. The Eastern folks would call it meditation, to learn how to turn that stuff off and hear what God's trying to say. Because God's a gentleman. Like, the Holy Spirit doesn't scream in your ear. He just kind of just mentors you, and he's kind of quiet. But you have to get to a place where you can be quiet enough to hear him. It reminds me of that story in 1 Kings 19. In 1 Kings 19, where Elijah's in the cave, he's hiding from Jezebel, he's on the run, he's in danger, and he's stressed out. And God says, hey, it's 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord's about to pass by. So God's saying, I'm coming by here. I want you to be ready. I'm coming by. So he goes out and stands on the mountain. And the word says, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. So Elijah's out there, and there's a big storm. God's going to do something, right? You'd expect him to come in a powerful, mighty way, going to show up right in front of you, and this big storm happens, and God's not there. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. So again, Elijah's looking in the big, powerful movement, trying to find God there, and God isn't there. And then after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord wasn't in the fire. He's still not in the hard stuff. He's there, but he's not making all the ruckus, right? Elijah's looking in the ruckus. But after the fire came a gentle whisper. King James says a still, small voice. So when all this mayhem is happening around Elijah, God says, hey, I'm here. A quiet voice. But Elijah had to calm himself down enough in the midst of all that stuff to be able to hear the still small voice. Now, Psalm 127, 1 through 3 says, unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. So he's saying, hey, you're doing all this hard work. You're forgetting to listen because verse 2, Psalm 127, 2, for he grants sleep to those he loves. God says, I'm giving you rest. If you'll just calm yourself down and let me minister to you in that still small voice, you'll sleep better, clear away all that stuff that you're worried about. It's going to be okay. Psalm 46, 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted to the earth. A few years ago, I had a Navy SEAL commander, Mark Devine, on the podcast. And Mark has learned, you know, through some really extreme military training and some combat experiences, how to have to focus and calm yourself during really extreme stress and difficult situations. And he told me about a technique that he uses called the windshield wiper. He calls it a windshield wiper. And basically, it's like this idea. You're driving at night, right, in a storm. Sorry, my voice is giving me trouble. I've been sneezing all morning. But imagine you're driving at night, really dark outside, and you're in a storm, and there's wind or in the rain and maybe hail or sleet coming at your windshield, and it's hard to see. Right? Or you turn your windshield wipers on. And sometimes you have this experience when you're driving at night where you can almost see the raindrops coming right at your face, and it's like they're gonna hit your face. But just before they hit the windshield, just as they hit the windshield wiper wipes them away, and you can see more clearly, right? You've had that experience probably if you've driven at night in a storm. And so Mark said when he's stressed and when all he's hearing is the noise at night, especially when he's trying to sleep, is he'll calm himself down and he'll imagine that windshield wiper. He'll imagine the windshield in front of him with the wipers. And he'll calm and slow his thoughts down enough to get them to stop sounding like they're all coming at once and where he can hear in each individual thing that's happening. You got to do this tomorrow. You didn't do that well today. You should have done that. You shouldn't have done that. You're a loser. You're whatever. All these thoughts that are happening, he turns them into different frequencies like raindrops coming. And he mentally makes himself have the windshield wiper bat the thought away before he decides that it's okay to process that thought. So he says, no, what? I'm just going to knock that one out of the way. I'm not going to think about that right now. And over time, he's able to see in his mind that windshield wiper knocking those intrusive thoughts away. And he can then focus on deep breathing and rest and relaxation. And the negative thoughts are not allowed to enter into his conscious thinking. And friend, that's what with selective attention that God gave us this remarkable ability in our frontal lobes to have selective attention. We can truly, literally can, through the power of the way our brains are made fearfully and wonderfully, we can choose what we think about. And at night, if you're struggling, God says it's very simple. Be still and know that I'm God. If you need to use a windshield wiper technique to do that, to borrow that from Mark Devine and mentally picture yourself knocking those thoughts out of the way so that you can be still and hear that still small voice. And if you're hearing accusatory thoughts, if you're hearing shame and regret and blame, if you're spending time at night trying to sleep and you're focusing on backward stuff, remember this. The devil is not your friend, and the negative, harsh things that he says to you are not from the Holy Spirit. So when you're hearing shame, that's the devil. The Holy Spirit will never shame you. He will support you. He will suggest a different course of action. He will challenge you. The enemy will convict. The Holy Spirit will come alongside. The enemy will accuse. The Holy Spirit will try to improve. That the enemy will make you doubt yourself. The Holy Spirit will tell you, hey, I can help you. Let me help you. The enemy will sort of lie and accuse, and the Holy Spirit will always try to improve. He will challenge you. He will convict you, but he will not condemn you. He'll say, hey, there's a better way. Yeah, you need to tighten that up. You need to change that. You need to make that. You need to repent for that. You need to apologize for that. But he won't shame you. He'll say, I love you enough to die for you. So, my friend, when you're struggling to sleep, like I did last night, turn the windshield wipers on. Be still. Listen for the still, calm voice. Know that it's all in vain if you're not letting God power you through it, because he can. He will. He'll be there. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And that sleep is what he's already granted to you. Take that promise. He promises you that he'll help you sleep. He may help you find a doctor to help you sleep if there's something wrong medically. He may help you find a therapist to help you clear some of these thoughts up if you can't do it on your own. He may help you learn how to deep breathe and windshield wiper and knock those thoughts away. But he'll help you. Whatever it is, he will help you, because he grants sleep to those he loves. Find that still, small voice. That's my quiet time for myself this morning. I'm going to play a song from Tommy Walker, but I'm sharing it with you because, first of all, this song, Give Me Jesus, that Tommy and Eileen and the group did, is exactly what I need to hear this morning. Second of all, this album is killing it, y'all. I've been worshiping with it in the mornings for a few days, and you can have it for free. I'm going to share Give Me Jesus this morning, and it's a great companion to this quiet time. In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. When I'm alone, when the thoughts are coming, when I can't calm my voice, give me Jesus. In the night when I'm trying to rest and it's all banging into my head and I can't stop it, give me Jesus. And when I'm sick, when it's time for me to die, give me Jesus. It's all I need, all that I want. It's just give me Jesus. My friend, turn the windshield wipers on. Calm that voice. Listen for the still, small voice. Take that promise that God will grant rest to those he loves. Turn on those windshield wipers and start today.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, just give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, 'cause you can hide all this world, but give me Jesus. Oh, when I am alone, oh yes, Lord, when I
to die. Yes, someday when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die,
just give me Jesus. Give me
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is, you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.